Hello and welcome to another episode of Tap That. We have got Camry. Am I pronouncing it right?
Yes, you are.
Okay, beautiful. I am.
Thank you.
So I would love you to just give an introduction to who you are.
Sure. Well, my name is Camry and I am a hypnotherapist and a tapping practitioner. And I live in Los Angeles. I've lived here for about 12 years. I love to go to music festivals and dance, and I love to read. I guess those are two big parts of my personality. So
I love that.
I love to help people. Yeah.
What's a book that you're currently reading at the moment?
Ooh, I'm reading this. I think it's a young adult book actually, and it's called Scythe. I think is how you say it. And it's sort of futuristic about the world. Yeah, where kind of a computer runs the world. It's kind of explained books, you know what I mean? But I'm on the third one. It's a series and it's very entertaining and very good. Yeah, so I recommend it.
Yeah, futuristic web takeover sounds like the direction that we're heading in anyway.
Yeah.
So you did mention that you're a hypnotherapist and you're a tapper. Are they the two main, I guess, job titles that you would give yourself?
Yes, they are. I mainly do I've done hypnotherapy for about 2.5 years now. And I just got certified through Gala Darling with her Gala Darling method. And I've been tapping with her for a while, but I'm just beginning my leading others in the tapping journey.
That's awesome. I've been a huge fan of Gala's for a while now, and I was very interested in doing her tapping methodology. But how was that? How'd you find it?
Oh my gosh, it was incredible. I found it just by following her and her mentioning that she was going to start doing the certification. And, you know, with hypnotherapy, I love doing hypnotherapy, but I feel like that's not my end all be all. And so I'm always interested in looking for new ways to expand and more things to learn and different modalities to use to help guide people through their own healing. And when she mentioned she was leading a tapping certification, I just decided to go for it.
Yeah.
Really just thinking, oh, this will be a nice thing to add on to my hypnotherapy practice. But I could never have even imagined all that I would have gotten as much as I got out of it. I had no idea. Yeah, it really was incredible. So I'm so glad I did.
I love that. And so you're talking about new ways to expand. Do you have any other kind of modalities that you would love to have under your belt?
Moment, no. I did take an NLP certification weekend. I haven't actually gotten a certification, neuro-linguistic programming, which is just another way of learning how to communicate better. And they do touch on hypnosis and things like that. So I wouldn't mind honing in on that a bit more because there's a lot to learn. But right now, I think I'm mainly focusing on the tapping and the hypnotherapy and figuring out a way to weave them together.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sure something else will come along though that I will be interested in learning about.
Yeah. You're going to be called to it, you know? So
yeah.
No, that's awesome. So obviously you were talking about Gala. Is that how you got into EFT? Or tell me a little bit about your EFT journey and what made you want to become a practitioner?
I found out about Gala actually through my hypnotherapy teacher. When I was in class, my teacher, her name is Grace Smith. We were talking and she was talking about Gala and her practice of EFT. And then Gala texted her and Grace was like, oh, Gala just texted me.
Oh.
I was thinking, who is this Gala lady? And so someone else in the class had heard about her and I looked her up and I saw this thing that she was doing called tapping, and I had never heard of it before. And so I started watching her YouTube videos because this is before she had High Vibe Honey. And I would just pick a thing here and there. If there was something that I felt kind of stuck around or that I wanted to work through, I would just find a YouTube video. And then I saw a couple of her live Instagram where she would tap with people and I followed along. Mm. So it's really just, you know, following the content that she put out that got me into it. And I really like her style. It's really fun and kind of lighter and not as serious as some of the other people out there. And she's really the only person I've tapped with as far as a practitioner who's kind of a bigger name practitioner. And so the more I did it, the better it felt, you know, once you kind of get used to it and you let yourself give into it and you are able to more easily relax as you do it and see the effects of it and feel the effects of it. I just became more and more interested. And like I said, when she mentioned she was doing the Gala Darling method, I was like, I think I'm going to just go for it and trust my gut, because it was saying, sign up for this. So I followed my intuition and I did. And I'm so glad I did, because it feels so good. It's so much fun to lead tappings. I love it.
It is, isn't it? Oh my goodness. Yes. And I'm so glad that you said that about the whole like letting go piece, because I do feel like a lot of people don't feel like tapping works because they are resistant to it. They're not, you know, they're not opening their mind and their body and just allowing the process to kind of work its magic. So I'm really glad that you touched on that.
Well, I think with these, any of the modalities and the healing that we do, you have to really give yourself permission to actually do it and to give into it in order for it to work, whether it's tapping or hypnotherapy or even meditation or just freehand journaling. You really have to let go. And when you do let go, that's when the magic happens.
Yeah, you are so right there. That's when the healing begins. If you want to heal, you got to be open to it.
Yep, that's the key. You have to want it and be open to it.
So who are the clients that you work with?
So I really love working with women who are tired of feeling, I don't want to use the word stuck, but that's the word that comes to me in the moment, you know, tired of being stuck where they are. Maybe their fear is holding them back and has been for a long time. Maybe they're feeling insecure and they're not trusting themselves, not trusting their intuition. I really love working with women who want to improve that relationship with themselves and just be able to step into their own powerful selves, because it's in there. And sometimes, like, at least in my experience, and I guess this is why I love to work with women like this who are going through this, is because that's what I've worked on the most for myself. And I know what it feels like to know that this powerful woman is in there and she's trapped in there and she so desperately wants to get out, but she doesn't know how. Yeah. And so I just really love being able to help guide women to a place where they can start to really embrace themselves.
Yeah, absolutely. And I am a huge fan of Angela Gallo, who's friends with Gala Darling. And one of the things that she repeats is the fact that women are afraid to be seen, they're afraid to be heard, and they're afraid to be loved. And I think that that really ties in with the things that you were talking about around this like fear, this insecurity, this inability to trust ourselves. And I think that that's, you know, such a beautiful and powerful thing that you're helping women to overcome that so that they can be seen, so they can be heard, so they can love themselves a little bit more. And I think that we definitely need a bit more of that in this world.
I do too. I think we're so used to, and we're trained to shut ourselves down and put ourselves second or third or last, instead of really feeling into and feeling free to even recognize what it is that we need and desire.
Yeah.
Whatever it may be. Because it can feel really scary, right? Because we're not really given that permission growing up. And once we give ourselves that permission, it just, God, it's so liberating.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that we've just been so conditioned growing up to hold on to these titles of sister, friend, mother, employee, daughter, and it just, the cycle never stops. And until you start to do the inner work and realize, hang on, I am my own individual person with my own individual wants and needs, until you take that step and look inward and try and find that, you are constantly going to be putting yourself last. Absolutely.
Yeah. It's true. And I definitely, in my own experience, have done that a lot. I'm a huge giver. If you're into astrology, I'm a Cancer and a Gemini, and like part of my personality is just giving, like giving so much of myself to my own detriment. And for a really long time, my best friend who I live with, she has said, I put myself first. I put myself first. And I would think for years, I would hear her say that and think like, really? Like, how do you do that? That felt so big and almost like I couldn't even comprehend how you how you get to a point where you can say, I am the most important person in my life. And it's really just in the past couple of years since I've been doing the hypnotherapy and doing the tapping and really admitting to myself what I want and need that I've been able to do that.
Yeah.
And so these modalities have helped free me so much.
Absolutely. And I think also, like, when you're talking about that, there's a perception of selfishness that comes with putting yourself first, and people don't want to be perceived as selfish, but it's not, it is so not. You need to be able to fill yourself up to a point where you are overflowing and you can give to others and you can be the best version of yourself and uplift other people. You can't uplift other people if you're coming from a place of lack. I'm not good enough. I need to put myself last because other people need to come before me. And that's the sense of martyrdom that I think a lot of people, a lot of women don't realize that they're doing subconsciously as well. So
yeah,
it's interesting.
I agree. And I think, you know, that word selfish, it does have such a bad connotation, but it's, you have to be selfish. Being selfish is almost the most selfless thing you can do in a way, in my opinion, because when you are selfish and you put yourself first, it gives you the space and the energy to be able to give more to other people.
Yeah. 100%. You got to nourish your mind, body, and soul so you can fill up the cups of others. Oh, I love that. So we were just talking about the clients that you want to work with, the women that feel this fear, this lack mentality, this inability to trust themselves. Why do they want to work with you?
Ooh, good question. Ooh, nice little evil laugh there.
No. It's my putting you on the spot laugh.
Yes. Well, the first thing that comes to my mind is because I've been through it. I've been in that space where so much of my life I was insecure and afraid to speak up for myself, and my confidence was lacking. And I know how bad it feels. And going through all of this work on myself, which at the time you're doing it often feels like, oh my gosh, am I even getting anywhere? Is this doing anything for me? Yeah. And once you get through it and you look back and you can say, wow, I've really grown and changed so much. I know what it feels like to come out on the other side. And so I think that it is easy for me to hold space for people who are experiencing that. And I also think too, people want to work with me because I feel very safe to people.
Okay,
I've often had people who I've worked with in the past, like when I was a server in a restaurant, or even friends who would come up to me and say, oh my gosh, I'm so glad you're here tonight. I just feel so much calmer when you're here. And there's something about my energy that just is soothing to people a lot of the time. And I don't judge, you know, we all go through these experiences and we can't beat ourselves up for it. And we're working on changing. And so there's no judgment when I'm working with people. I'm just here to hold you and to guide you and to help you heal yourself.
Yeah.
It's not about me. It's about them.
Exactly. That's 100% true, because I think that when you're coming from a place where you are there to serve yourself, you're not going to get anywhere with your client. You're too busy in your own ego and in your own head. I just think absolutely holding space for others is one of the most important things to do as a practitioner. And I love that you were talking about your energy and that energy of safety. And that's also equally as important. You're there to hold space and be safe for others to not feel that judgment. Because some of the conversations that you have with clients, they might not have ever shared some of that stuff with anyone in their whole entire life. And it's a huge step for them to really open up to someone who might be a stranger, if you don't know them on that kind of personal level, and they need that.
It's so vulnerable. It's so vulnerable to, first of all, admit to yourself the things that you see in yourself that you want to change, let alone admit to a stranger, these are the things that I don't like about myself and I want to change them. And so often it comes with tears and even a little laughter here and there. you know, it's whoever people work with, it's so important to find someone that you feel really just safe and comfortable with, because, and I think I'm a natural at that, but that skill has really been enhanced through the hypnotherapy and working with people in their subconscious mind that can feel very vulnerable. Emotional things come up. And also in the tapping, I'm always amazed at how willing people are to just tell me everything that they need and not hold back. It's such an honor to be able to hold that space for them.
Oh, absolutely. It's such a privilege. And like you were saying earlier as well, it's about them being able to be open to the experience too. Mm-hmm. You know, having sometimes, especially when I first started taking on clients, I wasn't as direct in terms of what the experience might entail. And having people that were kind of showing up with not really having anything to work with, like they didn't really know what they wanted to tap on, that was difficult for me, because I'm like, we need something, we've got to work with something here.
Yeah, give me a little bit of guidance, please.
Like, I'm sure I'm very, very proud of you that everything is a-okay in your life, but we need to find something that we got to work on here. That's growing and learning for me. And as I've kind of progressed with working with clients, it's been more about, okay, beforehand, let's get prepared, and what's something that you think we could work on. And sometimes the conversation doesn't end up being anything about that. It turns into something else. But just having that initial openness and willingness to be able to share.
I think it's always really fascinating when you hear the aha moments as you're discussing what it is that they want to work on, because I've definitely had the experience where clients come to me and they have one thing in mind. And then the more I ask them about it and the more we dive a little bit deeper, they go, oh, wait, it's actually this other thing.
Yeah.
That's really deep. Oh, I didn't know I felt like that.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful to witness, because that's when you're really getting to the meat of it. And
yes,
you know you're going to be able to really get that root.
100%. And it might not just be that one thing. Like, it could be a multitude of different things that are causing this. And, you know, we might get to the root of one this time. Maybe we don't get to the root of the other one this time, but that's something for us to focus on next time. And it's just looking at all those different aspects that have contributed to maybe that, I don't want to say negative emotion, but that emotion, that intensity that someone doesn't want to feel anymore, or that experience, that trauma, whatever it might be. It could be so layered that the work doesn't really always get done in one session.
The work never ends.
Yes, that's very true.
The more I work on myself, the more I realize there is to work on myself. It's a never ending layers and layers, because I heard somebody recently describe healing as a spiral staircase, and I had never heard that analogy before. And it made so much sense to me, because you work on one issue and it's feeling good and you kind of go along with your life, and then it pops up in another way, and then you work with it, and then you go along, and then it pops up again. And you just have to keep working it out in all of the different facets of it until you can finally just let it go and you've walked away from it.
And I guess that kind of ties into the fact that we will never be healed, but we will be able to regulate and become better people once we understand the reasons and intensities behind our experiences, and growing from that, learning from that, and being able to apply it in your everyday life so that you can be a better human being at the end of the day.
Yeah, I think that's the point, really.
Thinking about this online space that we've now entered into, where a lot of people are able to heal through the power of the internet, what are some of the services that you offer online?
I offer all of my services online. I do the hypnotherapy through Zoom, and I do ongoing hypnotherapy with people, or I do offer past life regressions from time to time. I don't do as many of those because they're very long and they take a lot of energy.
Yeah,
but I really love them.
I would love to do one.
Oh, it's amazing. I love doing, have you ever done hypnotherapy?
No, actually I haven't.
Well, it's incredible. I recommend it for everybody. But past life regressions are so cool. But I especially love the life between lives portion. And not everybody can always get there. But in the past life, when you go into the past life and you experience the death, and then the soul goes to the area between lives to rejuvenate and to meet your soul group, and maybe to talk to your counsel and to get the downloads that you need. And it's, I love that part of the session because it's so fascinating to me. But so I do that online.
That does sound super fascinating, honestly.
It is. And you really, it's amazing how the lessons that come up in a session like that oftentimes are lessons that you're still working through in this life.
Mm.
And it's really amazing to be able to receive that information and say, oh, okay, this is the pattern and this is what I need to work on. And this is why. And often we get those answers from the soul group or this kind of like panel of souls that's called the council, your council. Mm-hmm. And they will often say, they'll tell you why it is you need to work through this or why you're still having a problem with whatever it is. It's amazing. Yeah, we really carry all these things with us from life to life to life. Anyway, I could talk about hypnotherapy for a while, so don't get me started because I know we're going to talk tapping.
No, we can talk about whatever floats your boat, but I find it very it's kind of cool to be able to tap into that and go, wow, now my life feels like it has a little bit more direction and meaning for me, that I know what I need to work on. And that's awesome. I love that.
Yeah, it's been really valuable with the people I've worked with who are able to take that information and to make changes in their present life. Mm. Not everybody's always ready to do that, and that's okay. True. But I've had people who've had really wonderful past life regression and life between life sessions who have brought those lessons forward and have seen like, oh, I see that pattern in this life and with these people. And now I can make adjustments and recognize where I need to shift things in order to end the pattern. And it's really, really empowering and life-changing, really.
Yeah, it would be. We got the hypnotherapy, we got the past life regression, the lives between lives. I'm assuming that you obviously, well, considering that you said all of your services are online, I'm assuming that tapping is as well.
Tapping as well.
Yes.
Yeah. I do like a hypnosis to connect to your higher self if you need a little guidance or extra support. So all of it. That's the magic of Zoom. It's been so incredible. I've had clients all over the world.
Yeah.
And I love it. And I get to do this from anywhere, which is.
Yeah, that's true.
Even better.
Yeah. I mean, look at us. We're recording a podcast. You're in LA. I'm in Melbourne. Love it.
I know. It's amazing. For as many horrible things that have come from the past couple years, I've also made such wonderful friends all over the world who I've literally never met in person, but I feel like I've known them for my whole life because we're connected.
The internet is a beautiful place for connection. And I think a lot of people just need to be able to utilize it to their advantage and not be so antisocial on the internet, because it's easy to get into the doom and gloom of the world and the issues that are happening every single day. But when you can forge connections, you've got friends in wonderful places, and it just, it's so expansive and so beautiful, and people really should be taking advantage of the internet, really.
Yeah, honestly, you know, I'm always surprised when people ask me, oh, how do you do your sessions? And I tell them I do it over Zoom, and they're still surprised.
Oh, wow.
And I'm surprised that they're surprised, because I feel like everybody now is do everything over Zoom, but maybe
is it a generational thing? Are they older people asking?
Gosh, I'm trying to think. I just think people don't expect that these healing modalities can be done online. I think people, especially with hypnosis, maybe not so much with tapping, because we do have people like Gala or Brad Gates or whoever is out there putting out YouTube videos and doing lives. But hypnosis, traditionally, you know, you see the swinging watch and and that sort of representation. And so it makes people think that you have to be in person. And I don't use a swinging watch anyway, but you definitely don't have to be in person.
What I was going to say is I did a podcast episode with a beautiful woman by the name of Amanda Larin, and she was talking just about the power of the energy through the internet. Is you got to obviously believe in that to allow that to work. The physical presence, I mean, to me, it's kind of like what is the difference between physically being here or someone sitting in LA, for example, doing a podcast with me, that energy is still there. Like, you can feel my presence through this. I can feel your presence through the screen, and it doesn't have to be we're an arm's length away from each other.
That's true. Although I have done a couple hypnotherapy sessions in person, not many. I haven't done any. Well, I've done tapping in person too. And the thing I like about in person is you can really read those micro expressions and reactions that people have that maybe I can't tune into as easily over the phone or over video because they're so subtle. Right. So, you know, there's benefits to both. I had my first Reiki session over Zoom and I felt huge sensations in my body. I was amazed. Wow. She's in Australia as well. So I was yeah, it is true. You really, the energy flows. We're connected.
Absolutely. So where can we find you, my love?
Well, I am on Instagram at camry.hypnotherapy. And I'm probably most active on there right now. So, you know, I have little videos. I did a tapping last night on a live. I'm going to be doing a group hypnosis on June 23rd and then doing them more and more often on Instagram. I don't know if I'm going to do it on Instagram live or just do it on Zoom. I haven't figured it out yet. I'm still figuring it out, but I'm on there. And then I'm on Facebook kind of, but I'm not really active. And I'm starting to do tapping videos on TikTok. So oh, that's cool. You know, the main ones.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for having this chat with me. I know it's probably about 5:30 your time over there now.
It's exactly 5:30 my time. Good job.
I will let you enjoy the rest of your Friday evening, but thank you so much.
Thank you. It was so wonderful talking with you.
You too.